Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A shocking blue bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, tell us about NTU.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded back in 1969 to serve as the taxpayers' lobbyist. We roam the halls of Congress and state legislatures, actually working on bills day after day to try and improve conditions for taxpayers.
And I've seen them roaming, folks. It's a beautiful thing. And I encourage you to support them. This is what I mean when I say they're one of the handful of organizations that I encourage you to support. And to work for you when you can't be working on public policy issues. Pete, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great work that you do and your folks. Okay, so what are the key tax reform issues that are going to be coming up in the next 100 days to 12 months?
What has to happen now is the House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, and the Trump administration have to resolve some differences in their respective tax plans and figure out a common direction to move forward on. The sticking points, what will the corporate tax rate be? Trump is saying 15, the House is saying 20, the Senate has a somewhat more convoluted scheme. What are they going to do about itemized deductions? Are they going to have a global limit on them, or are they going to limit particular ones?
So how deep is the reform going to go? Is it going to be just moving the rates around, or are they actually going to get into something shades of 1986?
I think it will be closer to 1986, especially on the business side. I think that obviously some large businesses are circling the wagons over this issue called border adjustability, whether you allow exports to leave the country without a corporate tax rate on them and imports entering the country have that rate on them. There are some businesses that are saying, wait a minute, we do a lot of domestic selling, but we depend on imported materials to do that. And so that's a sticking point right now.
I don't like protectionism in general. I don't understand all the dynamics that they're working with right now, but my general default position is I don't like protectionism.
Well, and we have to also consider, border adjustability is part of the House of Representatives tax reform plan, which is a pretty good blueprint. We also have to consider, though, how is the Trump administration reacting to this? Would they take border adjustability and say, okay, we're not going to worry anymore about slapping tariffs on goods.
Right.
This is enough for us. Hard to know if that
is border adjustability a reality right now.
I'm sorry.
Is there border adjustability right now?
No.
All right. So explain to the audience what that means.
What that means essentially is, unlike a lot of European countries where they have value-added taxes, and those are adjusted at the border. Various goods and services that are exported carry with them a heavy U.S. tax burden. I mean, it's part of
The company's taxed here on the profit they make from making those products.
Yes, and of course,
that's just the regular way of doing business. All right, now go ahead.
And when they do business abroad, for example, if they have earnings abroad, income abroad,
those countries charge them taxes.
And they get taxed at the U.S. rate.
Right.
And so that is a very serious competitive issue for the United States, because most other countries don't do that. They only tax what is earned within their borders.
Mm-hmm.
And if a company has earnings somewhere else, well, they just pay the foreign government's tax rate. That concept that other countries practice is called territoriality, and it's something that we have to take a good look at and try to embrace on our own, regardless of what we do on border.
So the main thing small business owners care about is, number one, can I get a break on my taxes? Number two, can you do something to make corporate America come back to Main Street and do business with us again.
Yeah, that's very important. And of course, you know, most people don't understand beyond the confines of this show how many small businesses have international operations.
That's a lot. 97% of all exporters are small businesses.
Yes. And so these are important issues for you guys.
Pete, I'm going to count on you to come back on a more regular basis in the next few months to give us a report on how things are going and sort things out for us.
Definitely. Happy to do it.
Thank you. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we get smarter when Pete joined us, and so we did. He'll keep us informed, and I'm looking forward to that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.